You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Now Aaron Boone should line up his lineup in a little bit, but today Austin Wells led off. Do you realize the Yankees, who before being the Yankees were the New York Highlanders, they've been around for a very long time, very, very, very long time, in their long, illustrious history, have never, the key word here is never.
Never?
Never had a catcher lead off for them in a regular season game.
Wow.
Not one time. And I was like, there's no way this is true. So I spent way too much time this morning on Baseball Reference trying to prove it wrong. But it's not wrong.
Okay.
Thurman Munson may have batted second a few times, never led off. Now, most teams don't lead off their catcher. It's a rarity. In fact, when I think of a catcher leading off, I think of Jason Kendall, of all people, from many years ago. So it is a rarity. But you would think one time, or maybe a couple of times. So if Austin Wells leads off at any point this season, and we talked about this not too long ago when we were going through all the different leadoff options, we mentioned Austin Wells' name, and all you guys were like, oh, I see him, potentially. Weren't hating it, weren't loving it. It was just like, okay, it's an interesting name. But if it happens during the regular season, it would make New York Yankee history. And anytime you make New York Yankee history, that's badass because they've been around for 1,000 years.
That is crazy.
That is.
Isn't that crazy?
You think it's happening?
Yes.
I think that we've gotten to the point this far in spring training where it's beyond consideration at this point.
Oh, I'll tell you why it's going to happen. Because I think Booney's going to try so many different things with his order. So when we sat here about 3 weeks ago and went through all the different names, every name we talked about will eventually get a chance to lead off. In fact, Tommy was the outlier because then we ended up predicting who's going to lead off the most, which was a fun little game. And Lugie said Paul Goldschmidt, which was very out of the box. And I said to Tommy, I said, Tommy, you know, I love Goldie, but he won't even lead off one time. The more I think about it, he will lead off one time. He won't do it all the time, but it'll happen once.
They don't have a leadoff hitter, and they're considering their catcher leading off. Goldie's getting at least one at-bat as the leadoff hitter this year.
And you know what's crazy? If Goldie is Goldie, which means he's Goldie, it's not crazy to have a guy with a 370 on base lead off, which he's done, by the way.
And he, even at 37, he could still swipe 10 bags. So, I mean, he's got a little speed.
He was always... See, I can't confirm that because he is a little bit older, but back in the day, Goldie would sneakily steal bases. Like, if you look at some of his stolen base numbers, he had a 30 stolen base season. True story. Now, and even last year, he had 11.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing for a guy who I don't think is fast, is just such a good base runner.
He's savvy.
Yeah,
great for fantasy baseball, too, by the way.
381 career on base percentage.
Look, when Goldie's Goldie's Jeff Bagwell.
Let's go to, is it Lois in New Jersey? Lois?
Yes, it is. I'm 29. That's what I called to tell you.
29. Very solid number.
That is a good one.
Thank you very much for picking up the phone and just wanting to say her state number. Why, did you think she meant something else, Sean?
Did you think she meant something else?
What do you think I thought she meant?
All I know is the two first female callers we got today.
Disrespecting this lady.
The first two female callers gave us the states.
Lovely ladies that are calling us, and you're disrespecting them with your dirty ass.
Somebody on the Tappan Zee Bridge was thinking it, who wasn't listening yesterday. By the way, I have my number. I wrote it out here.
The amount of states Tommy Lugauer has visited, I'm going to guess 12.
Sean's looking. Are you really like a 3-year-old?
To be fair, I want to make sure that he's listing states and not cities, and I can already
see. Oh, shut up. If I list a city, then just count it as a state.
I can already see he's messed up one.
Really? What city did he list?
Oh, I got it. I got it. All right, fine.
But what city did he list as a state?
That wasn't the one.
Then I did just a couple of
Can you tell us, Sean? So
I wrote, I'll cop to it, or do you want to do it, Sean?
He wrote the word Nashville down as his state. That's the one he crossed out. The other one I'm seeing, which is amazing because we've already had the on-air conversation, he wrote down D.C.
Yeah.
We're counting it.
We're counting it as a district he went to. Yes. So what's your total? Tiki, what do you think for Tommy?
8.
Wow, even lower than me.
So 12, 8, Sean.
13.
You guys were all on the low end.
Really?
18.
18? Oh, okay.
I'm impressed, Loogie. I mean, you've traveled more than I thought you would have.
Traveled more, and I think why my number's a little bit lower than everybody here, up until, I guess, recently here, I've been what I call a have-not in the business, which means I never traveled as part of my job. I was always back at the shop, as Beningo would say.
But you know what? I was thinking about that, too, because I started listing why I was in each state. There is no state besides Indiana. Okay, Indiana's the one state, I raise my hand, I admit it. That is the only state I went to because of this job. Every other state was just, I was visiting, maybe I was hooking up with somebody, maybe. Like, there's various reasons. Indiana is the one state where the only time I was there were for 2 Jet playoff games and multiple Super Bowls and a Final Four. Like, I was never in Indiana in which it wasn't job-related.
Not California?
I went to California many times.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I've been to California many times. Arizona, same thing. Yeah. So that's the only state?
I think I made a mistake. I've only been to 40, because I counted Idaho.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
But I haven't been in Idaho. I was in Yellowstone, and I knew I crossed the border when I was in Yellowstone Park. But I think it was Montana, Wyoming.
Not
Idaho's border.
Got to be careful with that. Yeah.
I got you, bro. I'm Idaho.
The next thing we got to figure out is, between the four of us, do we get to 50?
Mm. Yeah, I see what you mean. Did we represent every 50, all the states?
Yes.
Yeah. I would say no.
I'm the only one on the show who's been to Hawaii, not for a Pro Bowl.
So you've been to Hawaii.
But nobody's been to Alaska.
No one's been to Alaska. Yeah, Alaska's the one that we miss. Let's go to Scott in Westfield, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
38.
It's a damn good number right there.
It is.
Thank you very much. Mario's in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, how you doing? Great show as always, guys.
Appreciate it. What's up, man?
Hey, Tiki, you got to put on your judge robe now. I want time for some guys to take L's.
All right.
Let me bring something up over here.
Let's hear it.
Okay. We have opinions and then we have facts. So opinions have to base on some facts. Now, I've heard many a times you guys saying on the air, both Sean and you also Evan,
yeah,
that Judge is injury prone. Now, I looked at the last 4 years, which is a good sample size. Wouldn't you agree? 4 years is a pretty decent sample size. He's averaged 142 games the last 4 years. That's 88% of the games. And you had said one time, Evan, that he's hurt more than Soto. In the last 4 years, Soto's averaged 118 games. That's 73%.
That's not true.
You are factually wrong. You take an L.
I think you're counting the pandemic year.
Well, first of all, Juan Soto has not averaged 118 games in a season.
Well, no, if you count 60, if you put 60 in there and still divide it by what would be.
Well, that doesn't count. Like, let me just show you how wrong he is real quick. Juan Soto in 21, 151 games. In 2022, 153 games. In 2023, 162 games. That's every game. And then last year, 157. So you're wrong. And I think where Mario got confused with his numbers is that in 2022, he played for two different teams. So he probably took the 50 games he played with San Diego and the 100 games he played with Washington and counted that
as
a full season.
Or he added 2020 and counted it as a full season.
Even then, it wouldn't be the case. He's very wrong. Juan Soto plays all the time. So that let's just throw that out. Now, as far as Judge, because I think that's a much more interesting point and a fair point that he made about Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he kind of shaded the numbers to favor himself, the more I'm looking at this.
Are we talking about Judge now?
Judge,
because the Soto thing we already proved, he was just wrong.
Look, playing 158 games last year and 157 in 2022 help you, Ellenberg? Dude, 2023 missed a third of the season.
No, but wait a second. Here's where it's complicated, because I don't think Mario's wrong with his point, right, nor are you. If you look at the last 4 years, which is what he did, three of the 4 years, Aaron Judge has been healthy. There's
right.
no disputing that.
Right.
He played 148 games in 21. He played 157 games in 22. 23 was a lost year, we admit it. 24, he played 158
right.
games. But if you include 2020, and even in the pandemic, remember, he would have missed more of that season.
That's exactly the problem. Yeah, he would have been out.
And you include 2019, and you include 2018, right. now you're talking about a guy who has shown injury prone. So it depends on what size in years you want to look at.
I think the problem is when you say injury prone, it means he gets hurt like Giancarlo Stanton gets hurt.
All right, that's a different idea.
He's not that. He had a freak injury.
I agree.
In L.A. And
by the way, I'd argue even the injury in 2020 was a freak injury, because
right.
that injury was related to him making a diving catch a year earlier.
Yes.
And injuring, I think it was his ribs.
Right, and it was misdiagnosed or
right.
not diagnosed properly, which led to him missing time the following season.
Yeah.
Right? So so he's not injury prone. He's been injured a good deal, but he's not injury prone. Like when I hear somebody say injury prone, in my mind it clicks bad cells to me. Like there were certain guys that I played with, they were just always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever happened, they'd find a way to get hurt. And I remember asking Ronnie Barnes this. He's like, "Yeah, they're just bad cells." He was joking.
Right, right.
But in my mind, that sticks. Like, some people just are injury prone.
I think that's very fair.
And that's not Aaron Judge to me.
Over the last 5 years, which is a big sample size, he's had 2 years in which he's missed a big amount of time due to injuries. And both of those injuries were absolutely fluky. I get that. But I think that what Mario did is you're being selective. In the last 4 years, Aaron Judge has been mostly healthy. But if you go to year five and year six, he missed a lot of time. The Juan Soto thing, he screwed up. And I know how he screwed up. Because when you go to Baseball Reference and you see games played and you see 50, you're like, wow, he missed the whole season. No, he played 50 games for that team because he got traded in the middle of the season. I knock on wood when I say this, and now I got to be careful because there is no wood here. And the last time I knocked on wood, Sean Manaea got hurt. So can I use my head? Does that count as
that
wood?
That works.
Okay.
Your head is always wooden when you're trying to find luck.
We're talking about above his neck.
Yes. That's what I'm knocking right now.
He's hitting his forehead.
Oh, I got a headache now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.